Not before I graduate.
Well, you know, they're really concerned about these proposals on the ballot for next week, or 2 weeks from now, or whenever it is next week.
Mom, do I really have to go through and read this to make sure that I didn't leave out any of my sentences or anything?
You need to make progress, not go back over what you've already done.
Okay, because out of the 8 that I've done, I noticed on one of them I skipped 2 sentences. They weren't really important, but I did skip 2 of them, and so now I'm paranoid that I'm going to skip a bunch more, so I have to go back and proofread. Does it matter?
Not at this point. You should be making progress.
Okay.
Your 10 minutes are up.
And I proofread the whole thing.
How many pages do you have to copy?
Just 2 more. Actually, that.
Okay, I'm going to check on you in 10 minutes. If you haven't gotten 1 page done in 10 minutes...
One side of a page? It takes me a long time because I've got to go over the sentences, figure out if I'm going to rewrite them or leave them the same, and just write them out. I can't write them exactly the way they are because they stink.
Then you need to go downstairs and finish it.
I'm fine. I'm not going to do any better downstairs.
It's 9 o'clock.
You also have algebra to do.
I can skip algebra.
No, you can't.
No.
All right, fine. I'll do my algebra then.
No, you can take that downstairs right now.
Honey, you need to be able to concentrate and get it done. You visit with Keenan, and you'll also see him on the weekend.
So what? That was rude.
She knows it too. She did it on purpose.
Take it downstairs. Or?
Are you going to add, like, the little lines that jut out of these?
Get your pen back from that.
Yeah.
It's erasable, and I'm not marking on it.
I don't care if it's erasable. Don't touch it.
I didn't.
I know. Don't.
That's actually very good lettering, sir.
I know.
This is your final?
Mom! You gave me another 10 minutes.
No, I didn't. I retracted it. You argued with me long enough, I changed my mind.
Okay, I retract all my arguing. I totally agree. I should go downstairs. Now can I stay up here?
No.
Doesn't work in this household.
You may use my desk. Well, wait a minute. It's a royal mess, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
You'll just have to carefully set things aside. Seems cool. I'll go through the files.
We can go here instead.
No, you guys, I want to be able to be with you.
Did Dad watch Perot last night?
I don't think so.
Part of it. Well, I know that, but it might just be fun to listen to him.
One thing is, never bring up politics with my Grandpa Hutch, because you'll get in a big family argument. Excuse and Mom... Or no, was it Grandpa Field? Well, anyway, either way...
It's not pleasant to talk about it with either one of them.
Either way, I made some comment. I made some stupid comment, like, why are you voting for them? Or something like that. And then, they went on for like an hour, or the whole dinner time, which was probably 45 minutes, about the political views and all this other stuff. And they just talked about it on and on and on and on and on. And so Mom told me never ever to ask
Maybe
him anything about that again.
Could you grab me a box?
That was Grandpa Fuel. I asked him something about the Democratic platform. Like, what all do they believe? Dumb question.
It's not pleasant to talk about politics with anyone who doesn't believe, not believe, but doesn't
agree with you.
Vote in the same way that you voted or whatever.
I don't vote.
Hardly
so.
Ever pleasant.
It has a real way of stifling conversation. It's just like tonight at that in-service. Noble, whatever her name is, was sitting on this side. She says something about...
Angie Noble?
Clem.
Angie Noble?
I forget what she said, you know, but supporting Clem. And then I was just kind of... Something about that. And then I hear on there, she says, well, I don't know. She says, I'm going to vote for the other guy. It's like, end of conversation. Let's just be quiet, folks. We won't hear anymore.
Mrs. Noble's definitely very Democratic. Mom, I'm going because she's pro-choice. Anyway, I think that's not a good reason to base your decision, though.
See, you didn't miss anything? Good. Now I can get one of our great erasers and just go...
Why is there an exclamation point?
Because there isn't one anymore. It's going to be erased.
Because it's not symphony, it's symphony! Like that.
What are you going to do with this thing?
Draw
on. There's erasers.
We got to go to the symphony Saturday night. Somebody wasn't using their tickets and gave them to us. They heard Chin Kim.
Korean.
Violinist. Who makes his living from doing this. I think he's really good. that was pretty good for being a little one-horse Southwestern Michigan symphony, you know what? And Vodnoy, the conductor's been here now. It's been 18
years. I'm going to go see the Kalamazoo Symphony sometime.
What's the symphony called?
Well, they call it, it used to be Twin Cities. I think they call it Southwestern Michigan Symphony now.
They do.
Because they draw a lot of people from, you know, like music teachers from Kalamazoo. Mm-hmm.
Who play in it, you mean?
Yeah, playing it. And I remember hearing some guys complain, like, years ago when we first moved here. They call it Twin Cities, but they let all these people come in and take over all the first chairs and all this stuff, you know. So they changed it. And, don't put that on the floor. Try to take it to a waste bag. They did a pretty nice job.
Now,
and we got this new Mendel Center out here, major auditorium.
Is everyone who plays in it paid?
They don't get paid much. But they can pay a little bit. They have to belong to the musicians union. And it's not really high paying. I mean,
it's can't live off of it.
No. I think four performances.
I know somebody who makes a living as a musician.
I think it's so much an hour for performances. I don't think they get paid for all that rehearsal time.
My cello teacher makes a living off playing the cello.
But see, he's a teacher though. He makes his money.
He teaches Saturdays in various things in here. Mm-hmm. And he plays in, I'm pretty sure he made it into the Kalamazoo Orchestra.
Does he teach just cello?
What?
Does he teach just cello?
Yeah. You can't teach more than one instrument and make it.
Well, if you teach and you have a lot of
students. You want to be good at, really, really good, I think.
Yeah,
targeting the clientele.
Yeah, it sounds like this is strictly, you know, like on a school year, strictly a weekend. Of course, he comes down here on the weekends. I suppose he has afternoon, evening, or whatever students.
I'm sure he practices tons every day.
Maybe he goes different places. Maybe he's in Kalamazoo, but like, well, he comes here, maybe he goes someplace else.
Does he live in Kalamazoo?
Yeah.
So he may go to Battle Creek on an afternoon, perhaps, after school hours. It's hard to tell. He seems like a pretty nice guy, though.
Does he teach in the school system, too?
He's strictly private. He's not married or anything. I think strictly private lessons and orchestra. Just totally cello. I thought maybe he was a music teacher, too, but did you tell me he wasn't?
He's not.
You ask him, somebody else. I don't know how a person can do it.
He did. Anyway.
I'm going to start working on my greeting cards, too, just so I won't get them all done Friday afternoon, but I'll get started.
Approximately
here. And staff meeting tomorrow after school.
Do you know that we get something tomorrow night?
Academic letter.
Are we going to that?
Yes. Yeah.
I have no idea. I don't even know what I'm supposed to wear. I don't even know what it is. Am I getting a little yellow S, or am I getting like a diploma type thing? Or I mean, not
a letter. I think is one of those letters you put on a jacket.
A varsity jacket.
Athletes.
I know. But do they hand me the letter, or do they hand me a certificate, or a ribbon, or what?
I think you get the letter.
But the thing is, I don't even know what to wear.
He's dressed nice.
I think I'll wear my white dress with the black diamonds.
Okay with me.
Not to be critical, but isn't that awfully thin?
No.
All right, forget it.
It's a small show. It's not regular size.
7:30. Oh, there's even a guest speaker.
Oh, joy. Do I have to go?
Mom cries.
Oh, you can stay home
and
do your
homework. Well, he also has club tomorrow.
Well, that's right. You got your club tomorrow.
I think he should have to come. I had to go to a soccer game.
Awana? Is that what you said?
Uh-huh. That's terribly lopsided. I need to do something about it. Oh, well. I'm not even in for that right now. I have to draw a stupid figure. That's the problem. I didn't want to do any figure. Draw a stupid person that has to be 12 inches tall, at least.
You could draw Yo-Yo Ma, if you know what he looks like.
What am I going to do, draw this guy sitting there and then have his eyes go,
Is Yo-Yo Ma Chinese? I guess with a name Yo-Yo like Yo-Yo.
Ma is a normal American name.
Could have been Swedish. Hi, my name's Yo-Yo Ma.
Yo-Yo Maczynski.
Yo-Yo Maczynski.
Comes from the old country.
Aurora Borealis.
Yumpin' yummy.
My spirit.
If I like went like this.
Here's my straight edge.
No.
This is my only straight edge. See, let's say that's approximately. Approximate Italy.
The approximation of approximate.
Are you trying to get that to go through the middle of your drawing?
Mm-hmm. And I don't feel like measuring.
Something doesn't look great.
Whoa.
Off center, huh? You have to draw yourself 12 inches high with a cello in your hand. Sitting down.
With a cello in your hand? Cello's a bit big for that.
You practically do that with a quarter-sized violin. Fit it in your hand.
Bob came by this afternoon.
Bob who?
Ashton.
Ashton in, he has his miter thing.
He took it?
Uh-huh.
Why?
Because it's his.
I was going to call him and tell him I'm not quite finished with it.
Well, he's got windows.
He's doing some things.
Yeah, he has rotting windows and he has to replace the windows.
He's rotting windows.
Well, looks like I'm not going to do that. Well, I can't do it this weekend. Anymore.
You weren't going to do it this weekend. Well,
what did I wear for Halloween?
Be quiet. We're not talking about it now.
Shit, you're right. Yeah, be quiet, we're not talking about it.
I'm gonna go check my teller.
It comes down to approximately right about there. Okay.
Oh. What day is tomorrow?
The 29th.
Oh, by the way, Mom.
Oh, Joy. Oh, Joyous.
Young Life is at Amy and Andy Richards tonight.
Tonight?
Gee, thanks for telling us.
At 8 o'clock.
Okay, it's 9:10.
They'd still be over there, and the thing is, no, see, they live 3 blocks away.
Get your work done, dear.
They live 3 blocks away, and Young Life is over there.
Good for them.
And so it would make most sense for me to have gone over there. I'm such an idiot. Oh, well, it'll be there sometime.
Richardson's.
Richards,
you're even more of an idiot
Richards.
If you don't get your work done, so why don't you
So
what'd you say about me?
Get your work done.
Get your work done, old lady. Actually, young girl.
Oh, boy.
This time change is getting too
much. No, I'm just kidding.
It's early. 15 after 10.
That's not late.
I guess that's true. Oh.
Yeah, but we also got up an hour later than usual. Of course, that's not saying
I think it's
much.
The end of that excuse, dear. The time has changed. It's
when he awaked. Is that a word?
When
no.
He awoke.
Awoke!
Not awaken.
You can tell her grammar is not
right.
Well, it says, I bet it was fun for him when he awaked at the silence. And blah, 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 something like that.
When he awoke.
But it was fun for him when he awoke at the silence.
He awoke to that.
And he got to hear Cousin Simmons and the Reverend saying funny things about him. Have you guys ever imagined yourself dead just to see what people would think about you? And what
would
they
just
would say about you?
Continue your work.
I did a lot.
Did you know Annette Dilger?
Annette Dill?
Kruger.
It's Kruger.
No.
Bev Dill's sister, you know, there's Bev Dill and Jean Dill from Napier.
And there's Jason Dill.
Don't remember any of them, actually. Mm.
Jason Dill? Is he related?
Yeah. 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 She died.
Very suddenly.
Yeah.
She's what? How old?
36.
Mm. They're on the mission field in Africa.
Oh, yeah, she died?
Out in tribal villages. Although they were in the city at the time, right?
Right.
In town.
And apparently it was either a heart attack or an aneurysm. They suspect an aneurysm was extremely quick, I guess.
Hmm. Mom said it was a cerebral hemorrhage, which is an aneurysm, but...
I suppose they're the same.
Yeah, they are.
But since I'm not a doctor, right?
But Mom said that's what it was. But I don't know, she could be wrong.
And they weren't going to do an autopsy. They figured it would serve a useful purpose. Hmm. It had to be one of the two.
I'll color this in at school. At school, you can color it in big markers.
Last week. Last Thursday, as a matter of fact.
How are you going to make the string? Are you going to leave the little white areas?
I'm just going to make the lines here.
What do you think?
I'll do something.
Which sounds better? I bet it was fun for him when he awoke, or I bet it was fun for him when he awakened.
Try awaken.
Oh, that's helpful. I'll say awaken because that's what I have written down.
Just watch him put a note by that. I really like that word.
Leave me alone.
Then you could say, my father gave me that word.
I would have put awaked. But really, I think everyone in this family should read this book.
But I really...
It would be you would enjoy it, Matt.
Yes, I'm sure.
Gee, aren't we in a nice mood today?
Yes, we are. I'm all cheerful.
Well, starting in November, we're going to be looking at the sky. I have a day-by-day November calendar of where to look and what to look for, as in planets. It's pretty neat looking.
Do you have a telescope?
Well, no, just naked eye stuff.
He has a telescope, though.
Well, it's easier to do naked eye.
Multiplies 40 times.
Or binoculars.
It does pretty good when you can find the moon.
Well, it's just not a quality instrument. And our binoculars would be just as well good, too.
Hello. Let's go.
We did this thing about, we were talking about how in science books when you see the solar system, how it's so out of scale. And you cannot get a scale for distance and at the same time get objects that can give you the scale for the size of the planets. But we're trying to do a scale for... They have this thing going for a scale for distance. Mm-hmm. So we started at one end of the hallway with a roll of toilet paper.
Oh,
and it has so many sheets of toilet paper, and you roll out. And so you go so many. And we were way down the hall, like 483,
pieces of toilet paper.
For Jupiter. For Jupiter.
How far were you to do that? Distance, like how wide it is, diameter?
483. Like 4.5-inch squares.
No,
of
but
paper
where
down
were you in hall? What in your school?
Well, it was the Fairplane West School.
Is that the junior high?
And
that we go by the
no, it's just an elementary school. But then, starting from the sun, and we went about, I think it was maybe 37, sheets to Mercury. Mm-hmm. And he says, now the size of Mercury would be, and he had a staple would be, like this, hole of that through the paper, about that, not. No bigger than that.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
We got out to Earth, and I think it was a paperclip size, to punch through or something. Just to kind of give us an idea of...
How big was the sun, did they say?
It was a softball. Yeah, softballs. If the sun were the softball, and the size of these other ones would be something like that. When we got out to Jupiter, it would have been the size of the hole in the middle of a record.
That's mighty large, comparatively.
You mean a single record? A single or a large?
In an LP, I'm sure.
Yeah, I thought it was just the LP.
Yeah,
but
because
compared
otherwise...
Compared to Earth being a staple.
Yeah.
Paperclip.
Paperclip hole.
What was Pluto?
I have the information.
The hole that you just punch with a paperclip.
Yeah, the hole would be that kind of diameter.
Wow.
And the diameter of a staple?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my nerves falling asleep. My butt fell asleep earlier because I was sitting here so long. Never had that happen before. Anyway.
Your butt falls asleep, you try and stand up.
I have this whole paragraph written, and now that I look at it, there's a much better way of doing it structurally.
Just redo it.
Because I put this big parenthesis great here. Stress. Well, what I might as well have done, because see, I have, he awakened at the silence, and he got to hear this and this and this. And I interrupted with, he awakened at the silence, parenthesis. The author does such a good job of describing this and everything else, especially Adam's feelings. And he got to hear, it totally, totally breaks the paragraph. And I should have just put this together and then put, the author does a great job of describing the silence. And then did that. But I don't have time to rewrite it, do I?
Maybe it's too distracting
no.
here. We should go in the living room.
No, because I would have done this anyway.
No.
Be a rebel. Stay here.
I want to work
yeah,
with
let's
this.
Go back out there. Ellie,
no!
You guys can overhear. Listen, there. Just go ahead. You're doing all right. What's that? Somebody's head from behind?
Yeah. It's a conductor.
What is this? Nice to have you.
You try to drop a little from behind his
picture. Yeah, like, where am I going to get a picture?
Off of.
It's not due tomorrow. Thank goodness. So it's going to be up till midnight working on this dumb thing.
Hey, man, can you move your chair? What?
By the photograph, you had your granddad, huh?
Yeah, she showed me all that stuff, yeah.